fundraising, running for a reason. As thousands of runners lace up their trainers for two of the UK's most iconic runs, the Great North Run and the Royal Parks Half, many members of hashtag Team PSPA are aiming for more than personal best. Among them are Martin and Katie Burnside, a father-daughter team running the Great North Run in memory of Janet Burnside, beloved wife and mum, who died from PSP in November 2024. And in London, James Noble is preparing to take on the Royal Parks Half Marathon in memory of his mother-in-law. A former trustee of the charity, James has spent nearly a decade championing its cause. Meet Martin. I started doing the Great North Run back in 2000 with a group of five or six mates. It became a bit of a tradition, but I haven't done it for 5 years. This year, Katie and I are running for PSPA because this one's for Janet. She was first diagnosed with PSP in January 2022, but the symptoms started back in 2017. It took years to get answers. She was still running Park Run in the summer of 2021, but then her balance just went. We had no idea what was happening. It was such a shock. From then until she died in November 2024, Katie and I looked after her, along with our youngest daughter. It was incredibly difficult. She died from aspiration pneumonia, which is common with PSP. Running had to take a back seat during those years. Before that, Janet and I used to run every Sunday, 12 to 16 miles together. She was always active. Her first symptom showed up when she was just 50. Now Katie and I want to run in her honour and raise money for PSPA. Janet wanted to help push forward research. She donated her brain and spinal cord to Queen's College for research. That was important to her. She wanted to help others even after all she went through. If she could do that, we can do this. Running is nothing compared to what people with PSP go through. It took years to get answers. She was still running parkrun in the summer of 2021, but then her balance just went. We had no idea what was happening. It was such a shock. Meet Katie. I'm excited but emotional about running the Great North Run. It used to be this huge family event. My sister and I would come up with mum and dad, and all the cousins and aunts would be there. This year, it's just me and dad. Two of our aunts have died, and without mum, it'll feel very different. This is my third half marathon, but my first time running the Great North Run. I started running with mum and dad when I stopped swimming. I asked mum what her fastest time was before my first race. She said 2 hours and 15 minutes. I ran it in 2 hours 12 and was so proud. Then dad found out later that her real fastest time was 2 hours and 7 minutes. I think she wanted me to think I beat her. So this year, in tribute to her, I want to make her time of 2 hours and 7 minutes. Raising awareness is just as important to me as raising money. When mum got her diagnosis, we were totally in the dark. Even healthcare professionals didn't know much about PSP. I've tried to talk about it on social media, and someone recently reached out to me. They said their mum is going through it now too. We've connected, and that means so much. We didn't know anyone going through it back then. I want to be that support for someone else now. Meet James. This will be the third time I've run the Royal Parks Half Marathon, but the first time for PSPA. My mother-in-law was diagnosed with PSP after initially being told it was Parkinson's. When I met her in 2008, she already had symptoms. She died in 2018. After she received the PSP diagnosis, she got in contact with PSPA, who provided information and guidance, particularly around applying for continuing healthcare CHC funding, and they sent her prism glasses. She also attended a family and friends day, which she found very useful. PSPA is a small charity, but I saw how important the support they offer is to families affected by PSP and CPD. I got involved with PSPA long before I became a trustee. Back in 2015, I worked in the charity sector and offered some pro bono support, running workshops, helping the charity better understand how to make a difference to people, and helping to develop a patient survey. In 2019, I officially joined the board and stayed on until this summer. It's been nearly a decade of volunteering and supporting this charity. Even though my term is over, I want to still be involved. There's a huge unmet need in PSP care and research. It's under the radar and deeply inequitable. Want to take part? If you want to run for a very important reason, visit www.pspassociation.org.uk/fundraising/events to see a selection of events you can take part in, or contact fundraising@pspassociation.org.uk for further running opportunities.